Welcome back to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I'm your host, Kelsey Dara, and if you couldn't already hear in the background when we were talking about squirting and towels, my Zach is guest.
I'm guest Zach.
Hey, Corn Zaddy.
What's up? Hey, Confidants. Happy to be back.
Oh,
happy
man.
To be here.
You've been on the podcast, I think, more than any. No, that's a
blatant lie.
You have something on your mouth.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
But happy to be here. Always happy. Yeah. We are hanging out at my house. Kelsey spontaneously decorated my entire living room.
That's
love
true.
That.
Love that.
And they were going to, she and Jared were going to leave.
Was,
and because she got to record a podcast.
That's true.
Jared said, can we play a game of Catan?
And
Kelsey said,
right to the heart.
Ooh, only if we record podcasts. Here we are.
And so we're recording a podcast, not rushing.
No. We're going to enjoy this.
We're going to enjoy this, but
we're doing it so I can play a board game.
Exactly.
That's the goal here.
That was my punishment to Zach, but as a reward, I'm going to pull a card for you.
The punishment is me talking?
We were going to force our significant others to also do this with us.
No.
Your wife, Moogie, and my wife, Jared.
Joogie
and Moogie.
Uh-huh.
But they're just on their own thing, and we know that we can talk incessantly for many moments at a time.
Sweet Jared, we took his phone too.
Yes.
Do you not need any entertainment? Okay, great. He's chill.
So if you're very confused why this sounds different, why this looks different, if you're watching on youtube.com/KelseyDara, it's because we're at Zaggy's house.
Can we say that we're phoning this in because we are recording on phones?
It reminds me of the Adult Shit days where we recorded the entire podcast of Adult Shit on a phone.
Oh.
Anyways, I'm going to pull a card from you. This is the Notes from Your Higher Self deck that my friend from the Cosmic RX, Maddie Murphy, former guest of the pod, made. I would like you to ask the deck a question, please.
Out loud or in my head?
Out loud. Give us the juice.
Oh, shit. Well, what kind of question?
I don't know. What do you want to know?
I don't.
From the universe.
Can you cut out this long pause? I'm like genuinely thinking, what do I want to know from the universe?
Well, let's see. You just bought a house.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Okay. What's up with Bowie lately? I don't know. Has he been good? What's going on with Moogs? How's work? Projects? Chronic pain? Career?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a question that's very real.
Oh.
Do I need to change my medicine?
We've talked about this.
This is a yes or no question. I don't know if that's good something a little broader.
For those
who don't know, I suffer from chronic pain. I got a thing called ankylosing spondylitis, my medicine. I don't think personally it's been kicking it enough. Cutting it, that's the phrase.
Well, it's not kicking ankylosing spondylitis enough.
So it sounds like I already know the answer. But
let's see what the cards tell us. Can you send me your energy for a sec?
What if the card says, start microdosing shrooms? I'd be like, whoa!
I'd be like, listen, I can help you with that. If you haven't been watching my TikTok lives, I've been getting really into these readings lately, just as another form of self-care, just as another form of...
Oh, no!
Nope, it means the card, we didn't want them.
Fuck those cards.
Yeah, it means the deck was like, I need less to work with.
There's a card that fell right next to your butt that says, sit in the shit, and that is just wonderful placement.
Oh,
God, that's funny.
I'm feeling this one. I'm going to set it aside. I don't know why.
Okay.
But I'm feeling energy for Zachary's medication.
I guess we're broadly talking about my pain here. That's what we're asking the deck.
We're asking.
Because we don't want a yes or no.
All right. I'm pulling one more for you.
We got a card that is specifically about a body.
Yes, that is very true. Ooh,
I can tell you that I was thinking also about the chronic pain video in the back of my mind. So these are things all floating around.
Yes, I could feel that. Whoa, it's crazy that both of those fell off.
Crazy, or you balanced them on your knee?
There it is. All right, here it goes.
We got three cards that popped out.
Everything is an oracle if you're paying attention. Now, the way that I'm interpreting this is that everything around you is always giving you signals at all time. We're all made of energy. Everything's made of energy, right? It's what you decide. You have a choice. You have an active decision to choose the energy every day. It's like you will notice more negative things if you're being negative. You will notice more positive things if you're being positive. So the way that I am interpreting this for your question about medication is I think there's a lot of fear surrounding it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's because you're subconsciously perpetuating that fear by choosing fearful things to hear about medicine change, whether it be in your own mind, from other people, the internet. And the way I'm interpreting this card is that there's other ways to feel good about this decision if you choose to make it or choose not to make it.
And what does that mean by everything is an oracle? What does oracle mean in this?
Oracle is a... I want to get this right because I know that like an oracle reading can also be a specific thing, but an oracle is something that witch talks to you.
Okay. So everything, I can receive information from everything always. In the world if I so
and
choose to see it.
You can be listening to a specific voice that might not be the right one right now. Mm. I'm not saying whether it's take it or change it or not, but I think like just reminding yourself that like you actually have a choice, an active choice in how you interpret information.
Yeah, that's fair. I would say I've been telling myself the narrative of fear about changing medicine because if I change medicine and it's the wrong choice, I can never go back to it. But that's the narrative that I've kind of made up, and maybe it's something that is keeping me from trying new things.
Change is scary. Change and is people scary. Are supposed to change. You're supposed to change. Don't forget that. This one was the one that popped up that me and you went like, ooh.
Yeah.
It reads, your body is an oracle. And then it has a note that says, your body carries a deep wisdom. A deep wisdom that can guide you towards what is right for you and what is not. Aches and physical pains often have an emotional message for you. Butterflies, chills, and racing hearts can be your soul's way of saying yes. So slow down and start listening. What does your body want to tell you?
My body's telling me that it wants to sleep and it needs something.
It needs a better med.
It needs
I think.
Better things.
I feel like I don't need to add anything to that. I'm just more curious what this one
I know. Is. I want to know.
Aww.
I'm hot.
Oh. No. It says, we see you.
Oh, that's nice.
You've been working your ass off, staying hydrated, making it happen, trying to rise above.
I have been staying hydrated.
And
wow.
Zach literally said today, he's like, I'm dehydrated. And you like actively made the choice to instead be like, oh, I'm achy. You went, I'm going to drink a bunch of water.
Oh, guys, water's the best. Drink it all the time.
Water. Can you give me a glass of water, babe?
Babe.
How cute is Jared, like, watching us do a podcast? Is he not the cutest? Noobs is working. Bosa's being a good boy on the couch. Okay, well, that was the
Wow, that was lovely.
Thanks, Maddie Murphy, the Cosmic RX.
Round of applause.
Okay, now are you ready for why I really brought you here?
I am, and I hope that my question, y'all can find wisdom for your own life in it.
What was that one quote that you said on that interview we did together? Ooh, and I'll never forget it.
It's a great one, but I'm saving it for the thing I'm making.
Okay, well, shit, it's also going to be in my book.
I'm thrilled to give it. Ah, my liege.
Why is he? I don't know why he gave it to me like that.
I mean, I suppose I could drop it here, but...
You have to also remember how little my audience is compared to yours. So I feel like this would actually be super helpful for a lot of people that listen to this podcast. But I'm also making it like your entire quote page in
Hell
my next
yeah.
book. So it's like...
Well, if do you want to spoil it?
Again, I think there's a very... It's like 16,000 downloads.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, for audio. So like, it's up to you.
That's wonderful.
Maybe just hint at what it's about that you say.
It was something that came out spontaneously, but it's... It's just focusing on things that give you positivity as opposed to things that bring you down.
There you go.
Yeah. It's really what message. That whole reading was about.
Moving on. We're already 10 minutes in.
Fuck that. We gotta move faster.
We gotta keep going.
It's gonna be an hour long episode.
30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
I know, because now we're about to talk about very funny, deep, intimate things.
We wasted our time.
Yeah, we wasted 10 minutes of like speaking to your soul. I hate that for us. I did a poll on my Instagram. While I was in Croatia, asking my audience some questions because I felt like when you travel with someone, especially someone you love, you are very close. Like you're sharing intimate living quarters, like
often smaller
yes,
quarters.
Yes, hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there was even an Airbnb that myself, Jared, and our two friends shared. And there was one bathroom, and the bathroom was in the living room.
Fun. Yeah, so you all, like, everyone knows when everyone's pooping.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so I was like, wow, am I unreasonably comfortable with my significant other? Is that something I've always done? Is it just like, if I introduce it early enough, it's not weird
I later? Love where this is going. I feel like you and I are going to be on the same page, and the world is not ready for it.
I feel like we're about to normalize so much stuff that isn't fucking yeah. normal. I'm going to be like, yeah, no, it's fine, guys.
I'm
going to
guess where this is going.
Okay.
When we were at the BuzzFeed, mm-hmm. I wanted to make a video called Couples Poop in Front of Each Other for the First Time. I
wow.
thought that was...
Wow. Mega vibe.
I'm like, that is an incredible hit. And also, it's the final form of intimacy. Once
really?
That is, yes, that is the ladder that you climb. Well, okay, it's a form.
Yeah, it's like
it's very deep intimacy, and there are so many people in my life who were like, "Are you out of your fucking mind?
Are you for real?"
Everyone was like, I will never do that." And I asked other people, and they're like, "I've been married for 20 years. They will never see me poop."
But I feel like those are also the guys that don't look at a woman's pussy when they're having birth or something. It's like, get the fuck over it. It's a body. It's shit. Queen shit. Beyonce shit.
Like, the idea that, like, oh, you're pooping, so I'm not allowed to come in and grab my toothbrush? Fuck off.
No. I want to be brushing my teeth while you shit.
I want to be in there with you.
I want the particles.
Our new house, we have one of those doors that closes off the bathroom, and I'm like, what, Steven, what? I want to. I was an open door pooper my whole childhood. Mm.
Hold on, sorry. You were an open door pooper your whole childhood?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can I get a read on the room? I feel like it's weirder to be so open with your shitting as a child than with your significant
like
other.
I'm talking to my family, and like, I'm not gonna stop talking because I'm going to the bathroom. Well, that it depends what type of poop it is.
Oh, you having an explosive
sometimes
moment? A concrete breaker?
I say open door pooper. I meant like open door bathroomer, really, is what I mean. Like, I would just pee with the door open and like talk to my fan, whatever.
Talk to your fan?
You had a segment. I'm sorry.
No. This is very much part of it. Okay. Okay. Point is, I asked a bunch of questions trying to gauge like...
You never looked your mom in the eyes while taking a shit?
You know, I have, but that's because me and my mom are also weird like this. I can't say that I've looked my dad in the eyes while taking a shit. That feels different. But I asked a bunch of questions. I was very shocked by the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to go through them now. Are you ready?
Camp. I'm clearly too ready.
Okay. So first of all, the question was, do you consider yourself abnormally close with your significant other?
Abnormally close?
Do you think more people said yes or no?
No, I think most people think that they are normal, right?
No matter how weird of stuff you do.
Or no, maybe people think that they're exceptional. Fuck, I don't know. This is like group psychology now.
So here's something funny. I said yes to my own poll.
So you think you are more close to your significant other than most people.
And Jared said no. Because he was like, no, we're like normal close, and I'm like, the things we have done, you have literally tried to tweezer out a boric acid pill out of my urethra. Like, you think that's fucking normal amount of close? He's like, yeah, normal for us.
I think that everyone, I don't know, I think that the people that like are weird about doing, like, would you consider popping a pimple on someone's back abnormally close?
No.
Yeah, right, that's normal. I think
here comes Jerry.
The abnormal ones
are real quick thing. I think since most of the time, like, people don't talk about like the quote unquote weirdest stuff because it's not socially acceptable, but I think everybody does it. So it's like, this is kind of normalized. But so in the span of it, I don't think we're abnormally close by doing all these weird things. I think everyone does it. They just don't admit it out loud.
Okay. Thank you for your input, love.
That's kind of where I side with it, too, okay. I think.
Well,
Maggie, if you ever need me to tweeze anything out of anywhere, just let me know.
Any hole?
Actually, I'm probably not. I don't think I have the constitution for it, but not because of our closeness. It's because of, I just don't like tweezers. They weird me out. I don't like popping stuff.
Woozy. Woozy?
Yeah, she had to take a splinter out of my thumb last night, and I like thought I was going to vomit.
You strike me as a giant baby.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So 62% of people said no, they don't consider themselves abnormally close. And 38% said yes. And I'm just now realizing in this moment, as I've said that out loud, I was like, wow, 62%. When I said abnormally, that makes it sound like a bad thing.
Mm.
I guess I just meant like closer than societal standard of close of partner.
Right, which I think everyone thinks that their love is unique, and everyone thinks that their love is better than everyone else's love, so I believe that. Most people think they have a better relationship than other people.
That's not what the question was, but thank you.
That's
okay, the first question I asked. Do you know your partner's greatest trauma in deep detail? By the way, Maggie did take this quiz on my Instagram.
Greatest trauma?
So I am curious to know if she said yes or no to certain things.
Maggie, do you think you know my greatest trauma? In detail? I mean, it's probably...
I think she does.
There's, like, the emotional traumas and the physical traumas. It's probably the car accident that I was in as a kid.
Aww.
That's, I mean, that was a, and you know the details pretty well.
You said yes, no? Oh, that was confusing. You said yes, correct?
I would say I know what I don't know. And so I think the answer is no.
That's okay. I think Jared probably would feel the same about me. He's like, I know what I don't know, therefore, yeah. But we're also Leos.
Yeah, sure.
So we overshare everything. So to not know something about us is very interesting.
Yeah. Well, and traumas are not all made equal. Like, my traumas were very...
little T, big T.
Public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
51% of people said yes. 49% no. That's almost right down the mids.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of keeping things to yourself forever is so foreign to me.
I know. So nothing can happen without me telling someone.
But yeah, that's wild.
Now this...
If you don't know traumas to an extent, you don't actually truly know someone, right? Like, the traumas really are things that shape you, because that's your fears, and it has reverberations through time.
And it is... Jared's giving snaps in the background. It is also a comfortability thing, I think, for a lot of people. It's like, once you're comfortable enough to share the trauma with someone, but it's not always that. It's also like, I have not felt in a safe enough space so I can discover my deepest trauma. And I think it's also just about where that person is in life. So if you don't know your partner's trauma in deepest detail, it doesn't mean that you're not close or that you're not the person that they want to talk to about it, or that, like, you're not the one. Maybe, like, they are still processing.
I like me so much better on your podcast than my own podcasts.
Which podcast?
All of them.
No, Guilty Pleasures is great.
No, it is good, but I like me more here.
It's such a Leo thing for you to say. Why? What? You think you're more vulnerable?
What's the next question?
Okay, well, it kind of ties to the first one.
Okay.
Do you know the weirdest porn your partner has watched? 70% of people said no.
Yeah, I feel like most people don't talk very openly about the porn that they watch.
Okay, and do you think...
I don't think Maggie knows about any porn that I've watched.
Wait, what? Say it right now. What's the weirdest porn?
I would rather not.
My
porn's not weird, I don't think. Like, what's the weirdest one I've ever watched?
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to jerk off to completion to it.
I've seen... Well, I was in a video specifically weird porn.
Oh, you were?
So, like, what? I watched, like, R2-D2 fuck Princess Leia
Weird at all.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
But, like, what would you consider... Like, there's, like, always, like, the, like...
The number one searched term on Pornhub is stepsister.
Yeah.
And I feel like... The idea of porn, 9 times out of 10, is a fulfillment, is a, taboo, is a something where it's like, they probably don't want to do, like, 90% of America that watches these stepsister porns, which doesn't really do it for me, don't actually want to fuck their stepsister.
No.
It's the, like, fantasy of it. Like, most people don't want to be, like, gangbanged, but the idea of it sounds... like a place you could go.
Yeah, because most people don't have stepsisters. So, like, the majority of humans... So, my hunch is that it's about, like, the idea of something forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that's off like, limits. I know this is wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so wrong.
Yeah.
But it's so right.
So, I thought it was really interesting that more people had known about their partner's traumas... but not the weirdest porn they had watched.
So do you guys know, like, oh, Kelsey likes this type of porn, Jared?
It's not
Jared
that they like it. It's what's the weirdest.
No, I know, but now I'm asking.
Yes, we
so
both
you know.
Know
the types of porn. Well,
I thought
too far away.
True.
Come back in.
I guess I was...
Put your head in.
Here we go.
You're too tall.
I'm so sorry for gesturing to you.
By the weirdest porn the person has watched... I know the porn that Kelsey has watched that she's told me, but it may or may not be the weirdest that she's watched. So for me, what? I was like, I don't know.
Wait, you think I'm lying about it?
Well, no, I just don't know, like, if that...
I can't think of a weirder
is the
thing.
Weirder... Oh, okay.
But, like, also... Oh, I know the weirdest porn.
Are you going to say it?
Yeah, of course.
Say it. Bye, thanks.
For... Well, actually, now I realize that's offensive.
Oh.
I'll say it to you, and you tell me if we should cut it out. For my 18th birthday... I went down to the Pleasure Chest. It was the local porn shop. You get a free porn
oh, wow.
on your birthday. So it was
what?
Like a...
What? Like a Starbucks?
Yeah. Free coffee? It was a thing. Like everyone did. Like you right. gotta go get your free porn. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want a DVD of a porn. This is not fun. So I'm like, what is the funniest looking porn? Uh-huh. And there was, God, this word is outdated.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
Some would argue would always outdated. It was called Midget Cum Volume 3.
Wow.
And the cover was a little person dressed as a baby, sucking on an overlarge. Breasts. So it was kind of like a baby mama thing. So my friend Gio and I and my to-be prom date, Olivia, got real stoned. We drove out to a park. We laid down a picnic blanket and we all decided to watch Midget Cum Volume 3.
Wow! That is not where I thought that was going.
And I would say we got about 2 minutes in before we all said, this was a mistake.
Well,
this is so much more real.
It's tapping into like a very unique dynamic of baby and mother, which should never be involved sexually.
Watching a baby with the largest dick, a dick that is as big as its leg.
Every baby's dick is big. It depends on what hand it's in.
This baby's dick was as big as its leg and was railing its mother, and I can't say I loved it.
No, I can't either. I can't say I love it now.
Yeah, it's pity I don't know where the DVD is. So.
Well, nobody has DVDs anymore, so that's okay. Although you do have records, right?
Yeah, I got vinyl.
But I guess that's like more of an Urban Outfitters thing.
Yeah.
But Jared and I came across something that we thought was the answer to why more people know about their partner's trauma than the weirdest porn that they've ever watched. And because I thought that was unique. I won't say I thought that was weird, but I thought it was strange.
I think follow up, you need to ask, do you know what porn your partner watches?
Oh, okay.
I bet you most people don't.
I know.
You're not most people. You two are not most people.
But then why did Jared answer no that we're not abnormally close? Right?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
He thinks it's normal. And I'm like, I think we're abnormally close.
Well, I also, no, you know what it is? I don't think you're abnormally close. I think you're just both abnormal. I think you just have a different set of value systems.
So my theory was, when you're watching porn, you're making the active choice. Whereas with your trauma, a lot of times it's something that happened to you.
Hmm.
So the idea of someone being able to divulge in their vulnerable moments of trauma is a lot easier than being like, I watch this weird thing because I'm an adult who makes a weird active choice.
Well, I think that's why why I think most people, we're talking about the same thing, don't want to tell people what type of porn they watch, because that's like, this is what I like.
But
no,
that's
I know.
Why I think it's so stupid.
People are stupid.
But I think that's what we got to get over, is that porn is not equal to what you want to do in the bedroom or what you are attracted to necessarily. Mm. Like that, the idea that that's what it is, that we should be opening up. I open a private browser on my own cell phone to watch porn.
Same.
Why do we do that?
Yeah, because you know what it is? Because I don't want to type in a letter and it pops up in my autofill.
I
hate that
times,
shit.
Especially because I Apple share my phone. Anyways, yeah. Okay, next question.
Maggie, we're going to talk about porn when they leave. I'm going to tell you everything I have ever watched.
I don't think Maggie wants to know. But why not?
I know what happens, but I just...
in the dark corner, she goes, I know what happens, but I don't want to know.
Okay, here we go. Thought this was also interesting to follow up to that series that we just talked about. Have you and your partner talked about your most scandalous sex fantasy and then acted it out at some point?
Do I have a scandalous sex fantasy?
Everyone does.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty fucking tame. Do I have a...
Said the guy who just watched a baby.
I think the answer is probably no, since that's a two-parter.
Maggie's covering her face.
And I can't even... No, she's scratching her nose.
But I think it's a subconscious trying to cover herself right now.
Maggie always before, she's like, people don't want to hear or think about our sex life.
I think that's a projection. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Confidant, sober girlies, are you looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year? Come on, join me and Zach on our sober journeys. Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. We've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit paloma, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. That's right, zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Recess mocktail sampler at takearecess.com/Kelsey. Each can is lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients like so many stress balancing adaptogens made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Recess mocktails your drink between drinks or, like me, your forever mocktail. I am so obsessed with the ginger lime mule and also the grapefruit paloma for spring. It's my favorite go-to weekend drink. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Everyone wants to hear about it, but I also respect Maggie's privacy, and I think if she wants to keep it private, that's totally fine. 70 said... 70,
I mean, one time I dressed up as a baby and...
Okay, we don't need to know how your eyes go look at parents. 77% of people said no, 23% said yes, which is the farthest apart I've seen, because now we're entering a territory where it's not just like a fantasy. Mm. It's, this is a thing I want to do, which is even more vulnerable than sharing the weirdest porn, and even more vulnerable than sharing your biggest trauma.
Have you guys done this?
I don't think we're physically capable of it.
Kelsey's like, I want you to jump off the balcony and land right inside of me.
You don't watch WWE jump porn? Okay.
Is that a thing?
No, I am.
Oh, that's so funny.
Just the way you said it sounded like he was jumping off the side of a wrestling ring and like railing my ass or something.
There was a, I hope you don't mind me saying, Maggie, a girl... There was a girl I briefly dated about 8 months before I met Maggie, and she really, really, like, at first, like, it was just a topic of conversation, and then the more it came up, the more I'm like, oh, this is a borderline compulsion. She really wanted to have sex in public.
Oh, that is probably the number one.
Yeah, I imagine. That,
between regular folks.
She's like, we should go to a library and go into like a back, or like in the back of a bookstore. I'm like, someone's gonna hear it. Also, like,
you could get arrested.
I have a bad back, ma'am. I am not gonna push myself up against books.
You guys, missionary is the most underrated position, you guys. It's comfortable.
Nailed it on the first try.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all doing going looking for all of this.
Here's the other thing about public sex is that the it sounds hot. Logistics, height-wise, angle-wise, protractor-wise, like there's just too many things to worry about. It's never going to be as hot as you think.
Genuinely wouldn't know where to begin, and I think I would have a fear of flaccidity. I would be so anxious about everything going on. Yeah, I would not be able to perform. No way.
Yeah. But I just find it so interesting that, like, now even going beyond the idea of just, like, what you fantasize about, acting it out is something that couples aren't doing enough. I told Jared, like, I want to watch you fuck another girl. And we did it. And then I was like, cool. Now what? Like, what else can I discover?
And how was that?
It's one of my favorite things. It's like one of my favorite things for us to do together on a afternoon.
Oh, it wasn't like you did it once and now it's over.
No, different bunch, right? Yeah.
What are you doing?
You're doing my own thing, doing other things, painting.
No, knitting. You're not.
No, of course not.
Okay, you're just
I'm involved. I'm like adjacent.
Okay, okay.
I'm not
okay.
In the corner spying on it. It's not like
I imagine you go up behind him and just gently push his butt cheeks. You're like, you got this, baby. You go.
I told him like a lot of it's not like a cuck thing where it's because cuck is based in shame or embarrassment. Like, look, I'm to me, it's like I'm. So in control of the situation. I'm so powerful in this
You're
moment.
Like a puppet master.
Yes. And that's what I'm
You should do it where you get to shout commands. Oh, no. Am I giving ideas? Where you're like...
Red foot. Blue. Red foot? I don't know. We're already at 30 minutes, and I'm not done with my questions.
Yeah, we're going an extra 10 at least.
Okay.
Cut the bullshit out in the beginning.
We get to Maggie's favorite question. Oh, no, wait. This isn't Maggie's favorite question. It's not yet. Have you physically seen your partner's poop?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And this was closer than I thought. It was 55 said no, 45 said yes. So it was actually kind of
close. Really?
Yeah. I've seen Jared's poop all the time. Jared, you've seen my poop?
Yeah.
Maggie's definitely seen my poop.
You've been like, what is this? And Maggie's like, I'm a nurse, let me see.
Let's just say that there have been times that perhaps somebody, I'm not going to say it was me, I'm not going to say it was her, but perhaps sometime someone forgot to flush.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sharted, and I was like, same. Do you know how many times Jared and I have both sharted? like an oddly high amount.
I would say you gotta monitor what you're eating.
I would agree. We trust our farts. Yep. He said that at the same time as me. Okay. This is Maggie's favorite question.
Okay.
Have you ever looked inside your partner's booty hole?
Okay. So
Maggie, when I said we were gonna answer questions, she goes, is this one about looking in each other's buttholes?
Yeah, so I heard this question before we recorded. I thought it was, had you ever seen your partner's butthole? Looked inside.
Like, made direct eye contact with the hole.
Well, I told you I had a story, so I'll tell you the story.
I'd like to hear it.
Which is about a year into dating.
Maggie already knows what this is about.
It's a good story.
Oh,
we went away before New Year's, and like the hotel rooms on the 29th and the 30th were super cheap, but on the 31st, it was wildly expensive. Yeah. So we're like, fuck it. Let's just do New Year's early, a day early.
Aww.
So we went away. We like pretended it was midnight. We cheers. It was so cute. Maggie got the worst food poisoning ever.
No.
So the day of the 31st, she wakes up like vomiting, passing out, and I have to drive back from Santa Barbara. Like nursing her with Pedialyte. She's passed out. So I'm curing her the entire day, and at around maybe 9 or 10, she wakes up delirious, and she's like, go have fun, I'll be fine. And so she like makes me go out. I go over to our friend David Deng's place. He's throwing a New Year's party, and I get sloshed.
Nice.
back when I was drinking. And so then I come home at 1 a.m. Maggie is healed, and now I am a wreck.
Because you're drunk or because of food poisoning?
Because I'm drunk. Like, we just totally switched places. Okay. Nice. And so I am laying on the bed, and I kick my shorts off like this, and my pants and my underwear, and I'm like, take it off of me. My legs up, and I just, because I have such a flat butt, full on expose my asshole to her.
Oh.
The full thing. She sees right down the eye of Sauron.
Right down the geyser.
Just whoo, right.
Did you see like his third eye? Did you see your future
she
together?
She saw all of me. It was like, you know when That's So Raven? When
yeah.
It was that kind of.
I was like, oh my God.
Really? That was a reaction? Was oh my God?
I just couldn't believe that he was just like.
Funnier than yours. I think it's because you have shoes on, so it wasn't that crazy. But Maggie's an amazing. It was very. Thank you. That's better.
Yeah.
I need to say two things about this. Number one, I can't believe it took a year and a half for you to look inside his asshole. Number two,
it's almost always exposed. I have like an Audi asshole.
I'm sorry.
It's just because my butt is so flat. Is the point?
Oh, okay. I feel like now I would like to see it.
Just You're
to,
welcome
okay.
to.
If
I bend over, it's open. There's just no protection. Oh, there's no, like, I don't need to spread them. You know what I mean? Like, Maggie's got a booty.
I got a booty.
So, like, there's no way to accidentally see inside there.
No.
I'm not, like, no. It needs to be a very purposeful thing.
Yeah.
I have an extra long butt crack because of me not having a coccyx anymore. How so fun. I have like a very long butt crack. And so you think my butt's going to open, but then it's just more skin. It's very confusing. It's a party trick.
Now I would like to see it.
Yeah, you want to show each other bells? To the follow-up of I can't believe it took you guys a year and a half to see down one of your assholes. Mm-hmm. Then I went, I think I have a problem where like very early on into dating any person, as soon as we sleep together and that person is naked and we're like rolling around doing the...
You like...
I'm so confused what you just did.
You go over.
Oh, I imagine you scamper.
No, you scamper over and like spread them.
Yeah, but like I'll be. I like to first play with a. I like to play with whatever parts they got. I'm like, you know, in a non-sexual way. I'm kind of like, let me see what you're working with. Let me see what your balls do, or let me just like open your flaps a little. And then I really like to let. I like to see if they'll let me look at their butthole. I feel like it's a. I make people feel safe. I feel like I make people, I'm non-judgmental. I've seen it all. There's not a butthole I would be shocked at. I've seen, you know, balloon tie nuts for buttholes, you know? I feel like I'm just trying to see as many as I can. And it happens very early on.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah. It's, I've seen more buttholes of my partners than not.
Wow.
Anyways, we're almost done.
That was fascinating. I kind of want to see more buttholes now.
I feel like
I don't really know how many, but I don't know how many buttholes I've seen at all.
I've seen so many buttholes. Oh, Moogie has seen a lot of buttholes.
Yeah, Maggie's a professional butthole seer.
That's what I like.
Yeah,
that's what I like. You gotta look cool. Yeah, everyone has a butthole. Well, that's not true. Not everyone has a butthole. Most, I would say a lot of people.
I.
Who doesn't have a butthole?
Think about people who don't have.
Sometimes people are born without buttholes, and then you gotta do. Cut a, it's the whole thing.
You gotta cut one out, or you don't have a
poop bags, or
yeah.
Oh, glossy, yeah.
Well, my dad has a poop bag. And he still has an asshole.
Right. Yeah,
I feel like it just doesn't use it. You have to get into a different way.
Yeah.
Are you born with that?
I think more people are born with that. Yeah. Okay. Super quick. Have you and your partner definitively made a decision to either have or not have kids?
I think so.
This one surprised me. That 70% of people said yes, and Jared and I have not.
I think most people who are in long-term relationships, that's a question that comes up.
We're almost 4 years and we still don't know.
But no, I think most people have the conversation about what they want. And I think you guys are both in a similar place of like, or at least I'm guessing, of like, maybe not. Whereas if one of you was like, I'm a kid person, for a lot of people, that's a deal breaker, right?
Right.
So,
right. We've like, been
if you don't want to have kids, then this is not going to work long-term.
What have you guys said?
I would like to have kids.
Oh, isn't that so cute when a guy does it? It's so patriarchal of me, but I think it's cute.
Yeah, I totally want to have kids.
We have two more.
But I'm also, you know, open and flexible to what that looks like, so.
Here comes Bowie with his leash. Hey, buddy.
We make him drag his leash around so that if he goes and runs, he's just...
I think it's a fashion statement.
Yeah, it's a fashion statement. Come here, buddy.
Do you spend more time on your phone than with your partner in your free time? And I think people are fucking lying. 64% said no.
Yeah, they're liars.
They're liars because after a certain point, spending time with your loved one is spending time with your phone.
Yeah.
Not saying anything to each other and just enjoying the silence.
Yeah. I've been trying to push us away from phone time. Mm. I'm failing, but I'm trying.
What are you doing to push you away?
Saying...
Get out of here! I got your phone!
No more phone! This sucks! Blah, blah, blah. Pay attention to me.
Do you make, like, active no phone times?
I would love to.
Ooh, he's looking right at Moogie. Right.
No, I mean, it's different. Like, we have different jobs and different lives, right? So for me, escaping from the phone is a different thing. Whereas
Moogie needs to escape from life.
Right. Where sometimes, like at the end of, especially like weekdays, I think she really craves
downtime.
Yeah, brain shut off time. Yeah.
Like watching the Kardashians, but it's not right. On, so you can.
And like I don't like watching what I call laundry TV, which is like second experience TV where you can do anything else. It doesn't matter. So I think because we don't watch that. She probably then finds that time in other things, like her phone. I think
also everything's on the phone now, too, entertainment-wise. Except for, like, Jared and I will watch certain shows together on TV. Otherwise, like, we both get complete entertainment fulfillment from our phones, whether it be podcast or reading or game or whatever. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
I use my phone. I love spending time on my phone. Uh-huh. I also think that if my phone broke and I couldn't get one for another 2 months, I would be a happier person.
Same, but you'd lose a lot of money, right?
Oh, but who gives a fuck about that?
I do. I'm not.
I don't think I would. I don't know.
We're sitting in your house that you bought in chairs. Are nice. Like
these are Target.
I know. I bought these for Lacey.
And they're nice.
For Christmas.
But like my point, like I open up my phone compulsively throughout the day to check people's stories. I don't give a fuck what any of my friends are doing.
Lies.
At any point. Why?
That's no. How we all find out what we're doing. We're like, oh my God. No,
I care what they're doing because I have like this little FOMO. Like, are they having more fun than me?
Oh no.
Ooh, are they like, having more fun than me?
Oh my God, you're at a farmer's market. You want to go to a farmer's market next weekend?
Yeah, you see, you're a better person.
Okay. You want to know the last one? It's very juicy.
Juicy. How much time do you spend on your phone?
Dude, it's weird. I get these waves where it's like, I can't believe it. And then it will be like, your phone time was 67% down this week. I'm like, what?
What is your average screen time report? Do you know what it is? How many hours a day?
But it changes is what I'm
so
saying.
So dramatically?
Hmm. How do I find screen time? Look, you tell your...
I believe I'm like 5 okay, hours see, a day or something.
I'm 3 hours.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I'm down 71% from last week because I was traveling and I was on an airplane.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Also, you were like... in fucking Europe, so you were
I was not on my phone at all
doing
for a while.
Other things like that, and that is the irony of like if you follow me on Twitter, the weeks where I am the funniest are the weeks where I am the most miserable. if I am tweeting, it is because I am not living.
Oh no, you guys! Next time he's tweeting, send him a hug.
Well, it's fine. Like maybe that's just what I'm doing for entertainment. But like if I'm having a great time,
you're not on Twitter.
You will not fucking hear 100%. From me. I had a great day today. I didn't post a single thing.
We went to a farmer's market, kind of a farmer's market this morning. We went to like a food market this morning, all of us, minus Jared. And what'd you do?
Oh my God, my daily average is two and a half
That's
hours.
Great.
That's incredible.
How much down is that from last week?
55%.
That's great.
Hell yeah, I'm doing
it. Good job, Zach.
Look at me go.
I also think it's because it's Sunday, so it's only taking today into consideration.
Oh, it is. This is.
I know.
Damn.
See, look, it's only one day.
Okay, last week was 6 hours. I was so proud of myself. I was so shocked.
Activity.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how do I do last week?
You just swipe.
Oh!
11 hours.
11 hours.
Average.
Oh, wait,
11.
Wait.
How is that?
No, 8 hours. Last week's average.
Where the fuck was that 11?
I don't know. I think it was... day?
Oh.
I think I had a day where I was on it for 11 hours because I was on a plane watching
Okay. That's the
thing.
Like, Google Maps gets counted as your screen time. Like,
it
doesn't.
August 22nd. It was the day we flew home from Europe.
Oh my God, that was so shocking.
It scared me.
Terrifying.
But still, 8 hours. But that's with the 11 hours. See, it's not accurate. Okay, anyways, do you want to know the last question? It's juicy.
Yeah.
Okay, and everyone in this room has to answer honestly. Except for Maggie, because she likes her privacy. Do you have sex dreams about an ex?
Oh! The answer was going to be absolutely, almost exclusively.
What am I not is the answer.
I can answer this honestly.
Okay.
About an ex? No.
Wow.
But also, I have almost no exes.
So, like, coworkers, neighbors, old friends.
Maggie does not know this.
Oh.
I have had sex dreams about friends, but not in a sexual, like, not in a way where I actually wake up and go, I think I'm attracted to that person.
No, whenever it happens, you're always like, God, fuck, what the fuck?
People just don't, I think people... aren't actually who they are in dreams.
Sure.
Like, if I'm dreaming about going to pick strawberries with Kelsey, I'm not actually thinking about that. That sounds lovely.
That
maybe we'd like to do
I'm
that
like,
sometime.
What's strawberry season? When does that start? 57% of liars said no. 43% said yes. Jared told me he said no, but also he has the same kind of situation where he doesn't really have exes. He had 10 years of flings, and he had, like, a college girlfriend and then an adult girlfriend, but, like, you said no.
This has to be a lie from me. If like not an ex, but like someone I hooked up with, I'm certain I've had a dream.
Maggie said hell no. She said, bitch, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You got a fucking problem. Oh God, are we gonna start drama? No, Moogie!
You what?
I'm not attracted to any of my exes.
No, it doesn't mean you're, that's what we're saying, is like it doesn't mean you're attracted to them. It means like Sometimes if I'm looking at someone on Facebook right before I fall asleep, then I have a weird fucking dream about them. I don't care about that person. Couldn't have a feeling yes or no either
way. It's just what's in your brain as your brain is deep. Yeah.
The same way I think, like, if I hear something about someone I dated or, like I'll see a YouTube video that I did with them or something, and then, like, that night, of course, I'm like, fucking, what the fuck is my brain trying to work through?
But it's definitely been.
Oh, it's never been an ex. She says, who's it been?
Random people in the brain.
Oh, random people in the brain.
What kind of sex are you having?
Okay, it's usually unfulfilling. No one's coming.
Is it? Are you guys doing cool positions or what?
We talked about missionary already, Zach, being the best. Okay.
All right.
That was all the questions. Did we end on a juicy one?
Very juicy. I mean, I'm trying to give more juice. Think about my dreams.
I feel like any sex dream I do have always is worse and like less fulfilling than real life. I'm not like trying to stay asleep when those dreams are happening. You know, when you get woken up in the between a good dream, like right before you eat the forbidden fruit and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go back to sleep, and it never works. Like, I'm never.
Can you share Jared's what happened last night?
Oh, it was very funny. This morning it's like 5:30 and I hear, and I'm like, oh my god, I hope he stops soon. And like, oh my god, he's like not grinding his teeth, but he's like chomping. And I reach over and I just touch his jaw and I go,
Jared,
please stop. You're hurting your jaw. And he goes, I'm having a dream about candy. And I go, who? And he goes, I was having a dream about candy. And I go, what? And he goes, I was eating Kit Kat. And meanwhile, I'm having like some sort of devastating, life-altering career dream. My boo is such a rock in my life. He's so sweet.
Just fucking loves Kit Kats. Have you ever tried green tea Kit Kats?
No.
Is that in Japan?
Yeah.
Yes. We have frozen Kit Kats almost every night.
They're so, yeah, frozen is the way to go. When Maggie and I first started dating, she told me that she loved green tea Kit Kats. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get you these. And I ordered them online. And they came from Japan. Wow. They took forever to get here.
Jesus.
Like 2 months.
Oh.
They melted in transit because it was the summer. And then re-solidified in this weird, like, globby shape. She really, to be honest, seldom, if ever, ate them. Turns out she didn't really love them. It was more of like, oh, I love them. Yeah. Maybe it was the, anyway, then I walked into any Japanese supermarket Endo and Daiso, they are very easy to find.
Do you get them now from time to time?
Nope.
I love those.
Oh, you do? Because they were in my freezer like a year and a half.
Do you?
Do you love them? Because they were there for a long time untouched.
Oh, man, that's funny.
No, listen, I moved.
No, everyone needs to freeze their Kit Kats the way you freaks talk about freezing grapes. And if you do that, don't be my friend.
Freeze your Girl Scout cookies.
That too. Zach, thanks for being my friend and thanks for being on this podcast. See how quickly this went? This is 45 fucking minutes.
My pleasure. Guys, come on over to the Guilty Pleasures podcast. Me and Kelsey talking more.
And Garrick. This week we're doing...
Who knows?
Addison Rae's...
Ah!
He's just not that into... What's it called?
Yeah.
What I want?
He's the man, and that's not
that's
what it
Amanda
is.
That's Amanda Bynes. Yeah. What's the movie called?
He's All That.
He's All That. It's not He's Not That Into You. You guys, just watch it. It's on the Try Guys channel.
Come on over.
And thanks to our significant others for putting up with us.
Let's play board games.
Wow, I've never had an applause after a podcast before.
Woo! We should get a soundboard.
Okay. Give me a crazy noise. Go. They did it both at once.
My plan is for us to do a Guilty Pleasures after at some point.
Oh, I would love that!
Wouldn't that be so fun? Here's what I thought. You do an opener, Garrett can just stand up, open the crowd, and the movie plays.
Yes?
Then we fucking come out and just riff.
I think we need
you're happy and you know it.